Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Tricia from Joe's Kids and Michael from Magical Meadows. And Michael, we'll talk to you a little bit about how you guys work together. But first, let's start with you, Tricia. Tell us a little bit about what Joe's Kids is and who you serve.
Yes. So Joe's Kids, we're a pediatric non-for-profit organization located in Warsaw, Indiana. We serve children birth to 18 years old with developmental delays. The organization provides specialized care for these children with diagnoses, and those diagnoses can be anything from autism, cerebral palsy, general developmental delay, or sensory processing.
Great. So what is your official mission?
So the mission of Joe's Kids is to equip children with diverse abilities to realize their full potential through care, community, and connection, while also supporting and educating their families on what is best to help their child grow.
Oh, you guys do such a great job. So kind of what services do you offer?
So Joe's Kids provides a range of therapy services. We have physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech language pathology, dyslexia therapy, and tutoring. These services help children build different independent skills in areas like mobility, communication, sensory processing, and academic skills. Mm-hmm. Most recently, we started hippotherapy with Magical Meadows.
Awesome.
So our partnership there, and in that we're able to provide equine movement-based intervention that helps really set a child up for the success of therapy services. So we're looking to continue this partnership and grow these skills among our therapists and our families.
Great. So about how many kids do you impact every year?
So we impact hundreds of kids every year, but typically you're seeing about 400 kids walk through the door weekly at Joe's Kids.
Oh, wow. So what would you say makes Joe Kids unique?
I think what makes Joe's Kids unique is that we have several opportunities for growth for our families. We like to have an inclusive care to providing that intervention. Our therapists work closely together to make sure we're providing that holistic care that addresses several different areas while supporting each other, not being the same therapist, but supporting each individual need.
Great. And then how does Joe Kids actually support the whole family?
So we support the whole family through different educational opportunities. You see that in the day-to-day treatments, chatting with families about what's going on at home, how to support what we're doing in weekly sessions. And we also have various programming that we're trying to do to help set up our families, whether it's classes or, you know, connecting them to other parent organizations within the community.
Mm-hmm. Like every organization around here, you need help. How can the local business community get involved with you?
Yes. So we always want to make sure we have partnerships with the community, so community members and business members can support Joe's Kids through donations and sponsorships, attending some of our fundraising events, and we have an upcoming one, mm-hmm. volunteering and helping raise awareness. Donor support is essential to the growth of Joe's Kids. Insurance doesn't typically provide full coverage of cost of therapy services, so this helps us really be able to equip the needs of what we have to do to provide care at Joe's Kids, and also just loving the kids that we serve.
Yeah, yeah, that's a day-to-day thing, I know. But what is your long-term mission?
The long-term mission of Joe's Kids is to provide a campus, an achievement campus for our families, so that we can continue to grow and see the needs that are presented within our community come about and that we can fill that need, whether it's through those community partnerships or is it starting from ground zero and finding what best supports Kosciuszko County children that have needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of partnerships, now I know you guys are both chamber members, so how do you partner? Tell us one way you partner with other chamber members here in the community.
So we like to partner, as we've done with Magical Meadows, finding those partnerships to kind of come alongside one another. Magical Meadows, they have the horse knowledge that Joe's Kids does not. They have the resources and the tools that we just can't provide. And we've had the ability to, with generous donations, train our therapists in various techniques of equine movement. But partnering along with the people who truly understand horses helps us better provide that care.
That's right. We witnessed that just a few minutes ago. Now, Michael, tell us a little bit about how what services people can get here at Magical Meadows and how Joe's Kids plays right into that.
Yeah, so we provide therapeutic horseback riding and equine-assisted learning here at the Magical Meadows. We work with children and adults with disabilities, at-risk youth, and then veterans and first responders. Mm-hmm. You know, this has been something that I think has been in the works for many years, this partnership with Joe's Kids. Mm-hmm. There's so much overlap of our clientele. We have had mutual clients for many, many years where, you know, we have been kind of working in tandem without even really always realizing mm-hmm. it. You know, we've got riders that then go to Joe's Kids and, you know, they're able to advance in their therapies there because we are able to break through some walls here with the magic of the horses, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they're getting that continuum of care when they go to Joe's Kids and getting kind of that clinical aspect that we don't necessarily provide here mm-hmm. in the sense of, you know, PT, OT, and speech. And so this was just a natural thing to kind of bring our worlds together mm-hmm. To be able to provide those services, the hippotherapy, which is kind of that melting of the two worlds together, mm-hmm. taking equine therapy and then the, you know, clinical aspects and disciplines and being able to bring those together. And it's just been a really great thing for both of our organizations, but more importantly for the people we serve and for this whole community.
Well, I love it when organizations work together, because a lot of times it seems like everybody's kind of maybe owning their own little world, you know, and they're getting so involved, which is great. But it's awesome when you reach out and realize that, wow, they can provide something that my organization can't, and they can bring me people that I don't reach. So what message would you like to share with the Warsaw business community about Joe's Kids?
Supporting Joe's Kids, it truly means investing in the future of this community. By helping our children reach their full potential, grow, learn, and engage in all these different aspects, we're playing a direct role in strengthening our families and our schools and our local workforce for tomorrow. So getting involved now makes a difference for the next generation.
It sure does. And you guys, like any nonprofit, you have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes.
And it's a fun one. Tell us all about it.
Yes. So we do have a fundraiser coming up. It is our golf outing. So it's very fun. Registration is during lunch from 11 to 1230. We have a helicopter drop at 1245.
Oh,
you
fun.
Don't want to miss that. Yeah, it's very fun. We have the shotgun start at 1 p.m. and we have awards that wrap that up. So that event is coming up on Tuesday, June 23rd at Stonehenge Golf Club in Winona Lake. So we're looking forward to having several golfers out there supporting Joe's Kids and having a good time doing it.
That's fantastic. Now, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they find out more information?
So you can visit our website, joeskids.org, and you can find more opportunities to serve, to support Joe's Kids, and just really dive into some of the stories that we have in the mission of Joe's Kids.
Well, thank you, Trisha. And Michael, how do they get a hold of you at Magical Meadows?
Yep, absolutely. You can check us out online at themagicalmeadows.org or follow us on Facebook to see all the amazing things that are happening here, just like our partnership with Joe's Kids.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for working out such a great partnership for our community. Thank you both so much.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today we are at the grand opening. Well, it's not really the grand opening. It's the ribbon cutting of Beefaroo on Center Street. I'm here with Elena and Colton. Guys, this is exciting, and I've just been talking to you for a little bit, and I've learned so much about Beefaroo. I had no idea. So I think our community would really like to know the origins of Beefaroo and all the different things you offer, because I didn't really even realize that. So please, who wants to start? Tell us kind of how Beefaroo got started and where you are today.
Hi, so I'm Colton. I'm the district manager of Beefaroo here in Indiana. A little bit of a history about Beefaroo. We started in 1967 in Rockford, Illinois, just on the other side of Chicago. They started with one store originally, and the original family built up over about 40 or 50 years up to 8 total stores there in Rockford. They kind of dominate the fast food industry there in that town. Uh-huh. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, we were purchased by a conglomerate based out of Texas called Elysian Capital. Uh-huh. And they've slowly been kind of franchising us out, spreading us out throughout the United States, mainly the Midwest and the upper here towards Indiana and Michigan. But yeah, we're pushing really hard here, especially in the Indiana market. We've opened up now 5 stores in the past year. This would be our 5th in the market. We're very excited to show people what we offer and everything we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, people are curious about the name Beefaroo. Now, you say they started with just a really small product line at first.
Yeah, so Beefaroo was started mainly with just roast beef and French fries, and over the years, the owners would find people who would like certain items and kind of added it to the menu, and that's kind of why the menu is as large as it is. The family really wanted everyone, all their friends, family, whoever wanted to show up, to be able to come to Beefaroo and find something they liked, so the menu just kind of kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger over the years, and that's why we have what we have today.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So, one thing you talked about, too, was this isn't really fast food. Lynn, you want to talk about a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we are a fast casual dining restaurant. So when you place your order at Beefaroo, we bake everything fresh, made to order when you order it. So your sandwich is always going to be fresh. Our burgers are never frozen. Everything is fresh. We make our roast beef in-house. We slice it. Everything is made when you order it. And we do have new menu items that come every couple weeks, mm-hmm. that we like to make the community aware about, such as right now we have a new summer berry shake, we have a summer berry salad, we have lemonade and tea refreshers, we have a new thing that started yesterday that is a family meal deal where you can feed a family of 4 for $24, your choice of entree, sides, and desserts and drinks. So that's going to be pretty good. We also have catering available within the community. So we have online ordering. We have Grubhub. We have DoorDash. You can go to beefaroo.com and place your order for our locations. Yeah, but I think it's very important that everyone knows everything is made fresh to order when they come through a Beefaroo. So it may be a little extra weight, but it's going to be worth it, I promise.
Right. Yeah, you might not get one of the freeze-dried patties in 2 seconds, but you get a fresh burger.
Absolutely. That is our goal. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, just your menu. You've got wraps. You've got salads. You've got just a little bit of everything, and your shakes are amazing.
Thank you. We also have a full gluten-free menu available as well, so anyone who has any allergies or restrictions to their diet will be able to find something on our menu that they can enjoy as well.
Right. And I like the fact that your guys are open actually pretty late. What are your hours?
We are open every day of the week, 7 days a week from 10 a.m. until midnight.
Until midnight. So if you get those late night cravings, you can come to Beefaroo.
Absolutely. Come and we have people come through and grab cheese curds at 11:45 just because they had a little craving. So we'll take anybody all day and get what you need.
Right. And now you also do catering, right, Colton?
Yeah, so we actually offer a pretty extensive catering menu. We do a build-your-own burger bar. We do little box menus similar to like a box lunch at a school event. And we are available to deliver, show up on site, help with the event, help set up, tear down, cater the event, anything of that nature. All the information for that can be found on beefaroo.com. We have a full menu of all of our items that are available.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about Beefaroo?
We are very excited to be part of the Warsaw community. And we look forward to seeing many new faces. And we do want to know that every person is offered a survey to take to let us know, give us feedback on your service. So let us know how to improve. Any suggestions? We love feedback. So you do get rewarded if you give us that feedback. You will get a coupon for a free dessert or free cheddar fries,
oh, wow.
Something like that. So it is a little encouragement to give us feedback so we can grow as a company within your community too. So.
Well, thank you. That's very important. Get involved in our community.
Absolutely.
We're a great community. In fact, we were voted the Community of the Year last year. We were very honored to get that honor. And so now you also have a new lunch, an $8 box or something like that?
Yes, absolutely. We have, it's called the Big 5 box. You get 5 items. You get your choice of a sandwich. You get cheese curds, onion rings or fries, a cookie, and a drink for $8. So it's a great deal.
That is a great deal. So you have two locations now. You have Center Street and Detroit Street in Warsaw. And I heard rumors that maybe Syracuse is going to open back up.
Syracuse will be open. We do not have a set timeline for that one yet, but it is definitely in the works. So be on the lookout for updates for when that will be coming.
Well, thank you for bringing your delicious menu to Kosciuszko County. We appreciate it. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.